Aren't you thankful that he will never fail? He's on time. He's mindful. He knows everything that we're going through, what we're facing. And I just want us to pray tonight, and we're going to go right into what I feel God is speaking to us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful atmosphere. Thank you that you know exactly where we are, what we have need of, God. Thank you for loving us unconditionally, God, for lavishing your love upon us, for ministering to us, knowing, God, our frame, what we have need of even before we ask. Redeem our time tonight. I pray for everyone in this room that we will not leave the way we came in. These that have made an effort to come in this weather, oh God, in the cold, to seek your face, may, Lord God, they be edified and you be glorified. Let your word do its work, and we're going to give you the glory. Amen and amen and amen. You can be seated for a few moments tonight. I'm going to go off script, and what I mean by that is I have a message that I'm going to speak at some point, but I'm going to follow Holy Spirit. We go through some battles in this life. How many of you know that? Some of them are harder than others. Sometimes they'll come out of nowhere, knock us right off of our feet, and we're just trying to gather our bearings so that we can get up and go on. First Peter says this, beloved, beloved. Don't you like that word? Beloved. That's who we are to him. We're his beloved. He calls us by name. He knows how many hairs are on our head. Even tonight, he knows exactly where we are, what we're dealing with. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. There's going to be some trials, but there's going to be some glory. Don't you thank God for that? There's nothing wasted. In James, he says, he puts our struggles in this context. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. We know that perseverance will produce character and the things that make us Christ-like. We all go through seasons. We're not exempt. We go through hard times. We go through silent times. We go through the valley of Baca, the place of weeping, the place of sorrow, the place of heartache. We go through seasons of doubt. Even seasoned Christians full of the baptism of the Holy Spirit go through doubt. How do I know that? John the Baptist did, and he was a forerunner of Christ. When he's in prison and he's facing death, he said, you go ask him, is he the one? Is he the one? Because he was about to lose his life. We go through hard places. Trials are going to come. Tests are going to come. Heartaches are going to come. But I love this verse in 1 Peter 5 and 10. It says, after you have suffered a little while. Suffered a little while. The God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. You may be going through some things tonight. I just felt Holy Spirit just shifting. He'll do it for one. You know that? He'll shift everything for one because that's how much he loves us. And he wants you to know that he's with you. He's going to strengthen you and establish you and restore you. When those times come and we're instructed in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you can say this with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Every single thing that concerns us concerns him. It doesn't matter how big or how small, and we acknowledge him and we lean into him and we know that he's going before us even when we can't see the outcome. Isaiah says, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an everlasting rock. Aren't you thankful that he does not move? He's unmovable, unshakable, and he has all the answers. In Psalm 62 and 8, it says, trust in the Lord at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Aren't you thankful for the gift of tears? That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of courage. That we can allow the language that God gave us of tears to flow, because I'll tell you what it is, it's a release valve. When we feel overwhelmed, when we feel broken, when we feel like we cannot go on and we're about to bust open and that life is never gonna be the same again, when we can release that and pour out our heart before God, there is something healing about that. There's something that is restored about pouring our heart out and letting God minister back to us. I've asked Kathy to read John 14, 27. Isn't that a power? That's Jesus. That's Jesus reassuring us. Teresa.
John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
He gives us peace in the time of struggle. And I'm telling you tonight, I have felt it so strong all day, that he wants to lavish you with peace tonight. You can come and be so faithful, and God knows your heart, and be here all the time and trust him and still be going through a battle that you cannot even comprehend or understand. But God sees you and knows you, and he knows right where we are. And I'm so grateful that when we're going through battles and trials, that his word, aren't you thankful for this word? That's what we've been talking about, is building biblical lives. I'm so thankful that his word gives us instruction on how to walk the battles out, and the presence of God gives us the power to stand through those times of testings. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, he says, for the weapons of our warfare are not what? I can't hear you, but mighty through who? God, to the pulling down of strongholds. He goes on and says, that's why you have to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ and bring it in to captivity to the obedience of Christ. How many of you know when you're going through things, your mind can play tricks on you? It can tell you all kinds of things and make you feel all kinds of ways. And so he gives us instruction when you're going through that. Don't listen to what the enemy's saying. Don't buy the lie that you're not going to make it through. Don't buy the lie that you're never going to be strong enough, that the things are never going to change, that it's always going to feel this way. He says, pull those thoughts down to the obedience of Christ. Get in your word and renew your mind in Christ. And the power of God in you is going to help you. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, he says, now thanks be to God who, I love words. I'm a word person. So things jump out at me. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I've been in some trials and some battles that I did not think I was going to come out the other side. Are there any witnesses in here? I didn't think I would. But then I remember this word here, that he always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply. Y'all aren't helping me a lot in here, but my God shall supply all of your needs. How? According to what? His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He promises to supply all our needs, mind, body, and soul, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, maritally. It encompasses it all. He sees all. He knows all. He knows our frame. He knows what we need. And he said, I'm going to supply every need that you have, bar none. I'm going to bring you through, and I'm going to bring you out. There's no trial, no test, no matter how difficult, that is wasted. Romans 8:18 says, I love this verse. For I reckon, that sounds like Oklahoma, doesn't it? For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I reckon that even when I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to see the glory of God in a way that I've never seen it before. And the thing that I'm learning is it's not about me seeing it in heaven. We know we're going to see it there. But how many of you know that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God? And it's not just about when I get to heaven. I'm going to see glimpses of his glory even this side of heaven, because that's who he is. So even when we're walking through things here, he reveals his glory to us. I love 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 10. I want you to just, if you have your Bible, as a matter of fact, open it there, because we're going to read a few scriptures there. I'm going to give you a minute to do that, and then I want you to flip over to Psalms 103 and put your finger there. It's such a powerful, powerful. How many of you just love turning the pages of your Bible? There's just something about it. There's power and authority in this word, and it just releases something when we open its pages. 2 Corinthians 4. Powerful, powerful passage that I want you to see with me tonight. God's doing something in here. I'm just very confident of that. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We're earthen vessels. This is a tent. This is a tent. And one day when this tent is taken down, we have a home in heaven, not made with hands, but by the glorious Father. He's the one that created this tent and breathed into it, and he knows how to keep it and preserve us. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. I live it by faith, and he's given life to my mortal body. We're hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but we're not forsaken. We're struck down, but we're not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may be made manifest in our body. He is working in us and through us. Then I want you to go down to verse 16. This is his word. This is a word of encouragement to us tonight, that was penned a long time ago, but it still resonates. It's still living. It's still active. It's the spirit that gives life out of this word. Therefore, we do not what? Lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. I may feel tired on the outside. I may look a little rough around the edges. I may have been through some things, and it may seem like outwardly things aren't going so well, but inwardly, it's like Jeremiah when he wanted to quit. He said, I wanted to, but inside the fire of God burned. I'm telling you, in this room, with those of us that are in here, there's a fire that is burning. You're being renewed even tonight. God sees the sacrifice you even made to come, the desire desire to be here, and God is doing something in you even now. I sense it in my spirit. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. We can't see it right now. It's a tough test we're going through, but what God is doing is far greater than what we can imagine. Verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And I pray in this moment, I've got a couple more things that I'm going to share. I pray in this moment that the Spirit of God opens up our spiritual eyes, that we can see things in the supernatural, not what we can see before us, not the trouble that's before us, not the situations that we cannot fix or cannot understand or cannot change, but that we see that the Spirit of God is working for us a far more eternal weight in glory, and that the manifest presence of God is bringing reassurance even tonight, that He sees us, He hears us, and even as we pour out our heart to Him, that He's doing powerful things. Over in Psalms 34:17, it says, the righteous cry, those that are his beloved, that are going to go through trials, the righteous cry, and the Lord hears. He doesn't just hear. What does He do? He delivers them. Here's one of those words again. He delivers them out of all their troubles. Not just some. He delivers them out of all their troubles. Then verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Isn't that a beautiful promise? Then Psalms 103. If you've got your Bible and you put your finger there, I'm going to give you a minute to turn there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement tonight. Thank you for renewing hearts and minds tonight. Thank you for refreshing souls. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You know what we're doing when we're blessing Him? We're putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We're looking to the hills from where our help comes from. We're not focused in on the things that are bringing us down and causing us doubt and causing us pain, because we know that He's holding us in the palm of His hand and He holds tomorrow. But we're blessing Him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth, we can be 60 something and our youth be renewed. Isn't that awesome? 50, 40, 30. God is working tonight. Forget not all His benefits. This is my prayer over you. Dr. Mark read it and prayed it a couple of weeks ago, but we're just going to speak it again over you and declare it. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, as you trust in Him. How many of you know trust is an action verb? It's not what we feel, because we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. As you trust in Him, as you look back over your life and you say, God, you kept me here, you kept me there, you were with me then, you kept me alive there, you refreshed me and restored me then, and I know that you see me right now. as you trust in him so that you may abound with hope, overflow with hope, not just scrape by, not just survive, but that you may abound to the point that even when you're going through your sorrow and your trouble and your test, that you can overflow and encourage someone else. And not, you're not doing it in your own strength, that you would overflow with hope. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, now lives in me, lives in you, giving life to your mortal body every single moment of every single day. It's his breath in your lungs. Hope will motivate you to trust. Trust will release God's peace. God's peace will provide renewed strength. Renewed strength will cause you to mount up with wings as eagles and soar above the circumstances. And if God doesn't change the struggles surrounding you, he will calm the storm within you.